In an effort to drive awareness and an understanding of Bearing Point's enterprise performance improvement set of solutions, we're joined by Joe Monti. He's a director with Bearing Point, and he is going to be giving us an overview of the enterprise performance improvement solution and how it can help your organization reduce costs and improve performance. Joe, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Happy to do it, Paul. Thank you.
And starting off, what are the business issues that you've seen in the market which led you to form the enterprise performance improvement set of solutions?
Well, Paul, we think that this is clearly a time in the industry, in the financial services industry in general, that people are focused on cost anyway and certainly need to be laser focused on cost. They haven't brought that kind of clarity to it yet. We all heard about the subprime crisis and its spillover into all areas of the financial services industry and its general pressure on the economy. That's clearly the number one factor. But I think this has been coming for some time. I think that these organizations, with the investments that they have made in technology over the last 5 to 10 years, with the promulgation of many regulatory changes coming out of the Patriot Act as a prime example for banking and many other areas, and also the continued growth we're seeing in the financial services sector in general and a lot of consolidation, these organizations are getting to be very large consumers of non-labor costs also, in an area where traditionally financial services haven't spent a lot of time looking. So, and finally, I should mention that everyone's competing for the, you know, the panacea of being able to have one single view of a customer and be able to do a better job retaining those customers and up and cross-selling them across these burgeoning product lines that they have. It's just become very complex and costly organizations that the CEOs and top 20 financial institutions of banking and insurance are running today. So we just think it's the right time to really hit this topic hard.
Can you give us a sense of what we're talking about here, what the potential is? What are the cost savings? What might they be at a large financial institution?
Well, in the examples that we've been seeing as we've gone out to our clients and done diagnostics, depending on how long it's been since they have addressed cost in a focused manner and what internal initiatives they already have in flight today, it could be, for the type of institutions we would typically be approaching, again, the top 20, 25 institutions in banking or insurance, and not just domestic but global players, these numbers could easily approach a half a billion to a billion or even more. Those are reasonable goals.
So taking a look at the Enterprise Performance Improvement Solution, I wonder if you could tell us what it is about it, what are the elements that bring about these savings?
Sure. First of all, it needs to be a well-rounded and holistic solution. It may not require that all four of these solutions be applied to any one client at the same time. But let me take you through the four solutions and then give you a little bit of idea why we would argue that it tends to cover the waterfront in terms of cost. Basically, we have four solution groups within this solution suite of ours, two sort of addressing the labor side of the P&L and two addressing the non-labor side of the P&L. So global service delivery would be the first. And global service delivery is really about trying to optimize how you source and deploy capital, human capital, to support all your services. And so this is where our business process outsourcing advisory work would be done. This is where our next generation, what we're calling next generation shared services work is done, and where our customer-driven distribution planning and channel optimization work is done. So it's really about how can we most effectively tap into the best talent around the globe and deploy it most cost-effectively. And whether that, you know, outsourcing is certainly a solution, but not the only solution in that arena. But with the technology that's available to these kinds of institutions today, there's no reason you have to limit your thinking to the labor force that's in your geographical domain. Second would be operating model optimization. And this is an area that we think we have a very strong practice in. It's been the core practice for Bearing Point for many years, and that is a combination of bringing in process models that represent best practices and technology enablers that provide the closest thing that the industry is seeing today to straight-through processing, and do that in a secure and efficient manner at a function-specific level. So we have payments, process, technology solutions, and we have retail banking solutions front and back office. We have claims and underwriting support solutions. So it's these very pointed process and technology model solutions that represent what we would consider to be best practices in the industry today. That's operating model optimization. Now, moving away from the labor efficiency side of it, if you will, to the technology and other procured spend side of it, we have a practice area, a third practice area I want to talk about is technology effectiveness. In technology effectiveness, Bearing Point has a proprietary and we think really breakout way of determining what really is driving the IT cost in an organization, bringing a lot of sunshine on those costs so that there's complete transparency throughout the organization. So now you have not just the deliverers of IT service, traditionally the CIO and his or her domain, but you also have the consumers of those services having better insight as to what they're consuming and what it's costing and how their demand and timing of that demand can improve their own bottom line. Since all these costs are ultimately allocated, they need to be a partner in that type of analysis. So we think our IT cost driver transparency really leads to better value-based decisions around how to deploy application, network infrastructure, and even, you know, what projects should the organization be doing. And finally, the fourth solution is enterprise spend management. As I mentioned earlier, these organizations have become so big in many cases. When you're looking at a top 10 bank, for example, you're looking at an organization that probably spends on the order of $3 to $5 billion of non-labor spend in a given year between IT spend, facility spend, office supplies, a lot of third-party service providers. Traditionally, that has not been an area where they have focused their attention. They're not manufacturers, and cost of goods sold is really not their primary concern. But at these kind of numbers, you just can't ignore it. And so our enterprise spend management practice brings strong supply and demand side sourcing practices. Again, procure-to-pay technology enablement is a key part of all these solution suites, and that is a technology enabler. And we have a very strong practice and experience with real estate and asset management. So we can help attack those big areas that represent the non-labor spend in these groups. So we think that is a key, as the fourth and cornerstone, if you will, on our solution suite is a very critical area because in most of these institutions, non-labor spend can be as much as a third of their total operating structure cost.
So if I'm a potential client and I'm sitting down with you, where do we get started? What's the first thing that we examine in terms of this solution?
Well, it's rare we could walk into a CEO's office or a CFO's office and they would ask us the question, how much do you think you can help our costs? Because they have many projects addressing these kinds of opportunities in flight at any given time, and a lot of these organizations have created their own in-house groups focused on process improvement or maybe even literally cost takeout. And so not only do we need to come in and to be able to talk at a detailed level, get our hands on some good data, we also need to understand what is currently in flight, what's worked in the past in this organization, what the appetite of the organization is for dramatic change. The numbers I quoted you earlier, $1 billion or more in some of these large organizations, can easily be programmed on paper, but to be executed requires the cooperation of not just the executives at the top of the organization, but managers and even processors down throughout the organization. And so it usually takes us about 4 to 6 weeks to get our arms around not just the data, but the culture and the historical experience that the organization has had with these kinds of initiatives to be able to come back and have a very good conversation with the CFO or the CEO about what is possible in their organization over what time frame. And as I said, using our accelerators such as benchmarks, best practice process models, and so forth, we can typically get to that point within 4 to 6 weeks.
So I guess another question I would ask if I were a potential client is what differentiates this solution from other solutions out in the marketplace?
Well, Bearing Point, obviously, is one of those handful of organizations that has global breadth, deep process knowledge and expertise, So we come out of a legacy of having done management consulting in its pure form, I guess, and also we're a strong technology consulting firm with strong applications implementation experience and systems integration experience. And so, you know, we're among the top players in that area to begin with, and solutions as broad and complex as the ones we've been talking about require that combination of skill sets. So that's one of the things that separate us from a lot of people. I think the other one that really further separates us is that also part of our legacy is that not only have we hired people from such as business schools or technology organizations to be consultants, but we've also hired people from industry to be our consultants. So when we go onto a client site, we're bringing not only process and technology knowledge, we're bringing people with us who have worked or maybe even run a customer service center, a claims processing center, or an item processing center. We have that deep domain expertise that comes from having worked on the line in those kinds of jobs, side by side with our professional consulting expertise. And finally, for the right organization, for the right client, for the right situation, after we've done this diagnostic to determine what the opportunity is and we've gained a level of comfort that the client is interested in pursuing these on an urgent basis, we're not opposed to doing our work on a gain-sharing basis where Bearing Point would be paid ultimately on the basis of what kind of impact we make on the bottom line, not just what we can identify, but what we can actually implement. So when you take those three things together, we tend to separate ourselves from other people, other organizations out there who can do this kind of work on this scale.
Great, Joe. Well, thank you very much for taking time out today to give us that overview of the Enterprise Performance Improvement Solution. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the opportunity.
Joe Monte is a director with Bearing Point.